Let's get our Bibles out. You asked for it. You got it. How did that get here? You asked for it. You got it. How did I get into this? You asked for it. You got it. How did I get sick? What? You asked for it. People hate to hear it. You got it. Oh, so everybody likes to say that there are some things that are acceptable. Everything comes as the result of words. God created everything by the power of His Word. Do you know the devil can do nothing to you unless you let it come out of your mouth first? Everything that happens to us as a result of our agreement with it. Now, we said we want a good thing to happen with us. We want a great thing to happen with us. We want a God thing to happen to us. And we talked about being out of strife with God, just agreeing with God, right? And in order for you to get what God wants you to have, you've got to agree with Him, right? And usually when you agree with someone, you affirm that agreement with a confession. Well, if you think God limits or God deals with us in that fashion, don't you think the enemy would work that way as well? Somebody say, words. Words are spirit and words are life. And we need to get to the point to where we realize that words control life. The things that we have, the life that we live, the things that we deal with are all the result of our spoken word. The forefront of your manifestation is your confession. Write that down. The forefront of your manifestation is your confession. Everything begins in the realm of the spirit, and then it enters into the realm of the natural. Well, the gate between the spiritual and the natural is what? Voice. It's the spoken word. You got to get it, you got to conceive it in your spirit, and you got to speak it out of the natural. But that's the beginning of all things. And we're going to be talking this morning about confession. Many times when, you know, you go to different churches, they hear the word confession, and we think traditionally confession means tell everybody your problems. Tell everybody everything you did wrong. All I want you to know is that your sin's covered in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you got something you need some help getting over, amen, yeah, we can talk about it. But confession usually means your manner of conversation. When you run your mouth most of the time, what is the topic? In most of your conversations on your, if we would tap your phone, what would be the topic of conversation? The Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Well, that word know is a little bit deeper than just, you got to be acquainted with the truth. I mean, you can know somebody, but do you really know them? I could know you, but do I really know you? And the kind of familiar with the truth. Not just an acquaintance of truth, amen, but you got to have process. You got to have the revelation of truth on the inside of you. And the truth that you have revelation of, and you don't have a revelation of anything that you're not living. The truth's not going to do you any good until it gets on the inside of you and starts working its way out of you to change something. So it's the truth that you know, and you don't know a truth until you're living it, that sets you free. Look at Jesus. There were a lot of people that knew Jesus, but did they really know Jesus? The disciples really knew Him. They were acquainted with Him. They had deep fellowship with Him. They were with Him, and that relationship changed their lives. Talk to anybody in the Woodlands, Texas. Who is Jesus Christ? And I'll tell you the historical Jesus Christ. But do they really know Him? Well, it's the same thing with biblical truth.
None of us have ever met Abraham Lincoln, but we all know who he is. But none of us really know him.
So it's the truth that we know that sets us free. How many of us want to be free? Well, we've got to get acquainted and get ourselves inside of the truth. And that's the problem with a lot of people. We just want to get it in our head. We need to get it in our head. We need to get it in our heart. But we also need to get it in our life. Walking in truth and integrity.
That means that you've allowed what you've heard to affect your lifestyle.
Well, it's the truth that sets us free. So, all things begin by the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The Word was with God. The Word was one with God. So words are very powerful. And we're going to find that out. That everything that happens to us is a result of our words. Don't get mad about it. Just change your words. Many times people say things, they wonder why their life is so messed up. They wonder why their life is so messed up. The confession of their mouth. Turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So you believe with your heart, but what really brings salvation? According to the Bible, confession is made known unto salvation. What's going to get you out? Our confession. With your heart, you got to believe God. You got to believe God with everything that you got on the inside of you. I mean, you got to believe the truth, and you work that truth. But, you know, just getting faith on the inside of our heart is not enough. A lot of people got it on the inside of them. Why do we have to pray if God? Because God already knows what you have need of, right? And God knows the intent of your heart. If confession wasn't an important issue, then why would people have to ask God for anything when he knows the inward part of man? Why would you have to pray? Why? Words have to be formed with life behind it. Confession. For with the heart, man believes, amen, but confession is made known unto salvation. How many want some salvation? I need some salvation big time, more than just a ticket to heaven. I need some help right now. Amen? For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Well, believe. Somebody say believe. Well, it says, listen, with the heart you can establish yourself and have trust and confidence unto righteousness. But that confession is what we're talking about this morning. Somebody say the right confession. The right confession. Look at somebody and say, you can talk your way out of that. People used to say talk is cheap. No, it's not. Talk is definitely not cheap. Talk will make you cheap, but talk is not cheap. According to the Bible, throughout all the Bible, you can study it on your own. You will find out that confession is made unto salvation, and you can talk your way out of anything when you say the right thing. And you're going to find out if you can talk your way out of stuff by praying, by quoting scripture, by having the right confession, the right word, amen, then you can also talk yourself into a lot of stuff you don't need to get into. If you could guard your mouth, you'll be able to guard your life. Pollution. You can have a polluted environment of words. You can pollute your household with words. You can work on a job, amen, where you don't teach people things, you know, and work in a polluted spiritual atmosphere. What is a polluted spiritual atmosphere? It's an atmosphere where people don't realize the value of words, the danger, or the benefit of words. There can be whole church bodies. You know what? If we don't teach the Word of God and get into what God says, we can have whole church houses, saints and believers together, and we all get together. And every time we get together, all we do is pollute each other spiritually because we don't realize the value of our words. Spiritual pollution. Why? Saying whatever you want to say, whenever you want to say it, however you want to say it. Well, I tell you what. What comes out of your mouth is going to come back to you. Somebody say, you get what you ask for. So confession is made known unto salvation.
I've heard a good report. You hear that good report. You hear a good word, what God wants to do for you, what God has for you. You hear it, then you believe it on the inside of your heart. Then after you believe it on the inside of your heart, guess what's going to happen? You got to meditate it on the inside of your spirit. Amen. Then you start to meditate it. Then you start to talk about it. And you're not talking about your good things enough. The words of our mouth are extremely powerful. Powerful. God releases the good things that He has for you through your own mouth. Everything God wants to do for you, He's going to do it through your mouth. He's going to do it through the Spirit. Do you know that? What is the gate between spirit and the natural? Confession. That's why prayer is important. When you say, everybody pray in the Holy Ghost. And God says, pray always in the Spirit. You know, and you don't even have to know everything you got. You praying in the Spirit. You could be praying for something around the world. Because God's got to get a lot of stuff done. Does anybody know that? Everything God does on the earth today, He does it through the body. Everything He does it by speaking. And He is just not going to speak. He's not looking over the earth and shouting. He is here through the believer. He's here through the living church. And when you hear the church praying in the Holy Ghost, that's God doing things in the earth. If you want God to do more in your life, you want God to manifest more in your life, what do? Pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2. Is this helping anybody? That's why you got to watch out cussing. Why? Because you're going to go to hell if you cuss? Well, usually what is a cuss word? What is a cuss word? You know, if damn's your favorite word, guess what? You're going to have a life of damnation. You let a cup fall, and the first thing that comes out of your mouth, and people are shocked at me for saying damn. I bet some of you said it this week. But we got to know the truth. So the truth will set us free. You got to watch what comes out of your mouth. People are shocked when you say it in church. Let somebody cut you off on the street. Man... we're not in heaven yet. I feel led of the Spirit to share these things. Holy Spirit said, watch certain words. Because whatever you let come out of your mouth, you can get upset, but you got to really get upset the right way. Amen. And not let the devil take advantage of what's going on in your life. Then you got burned peas and plus something else that's going to come as a result of what you said about your peas. Think of the cuss words. Think of the words that we say. Not because you're just being mean. No, dummy. What you say is going to come back to you. If your favorite word is what a cow does on the grass, guess what? You wonder why your life is so messed up. Somebody say, you ask for it? You got it. How many ever met people like that? You know, they see people and they say, man, I got one blinky, blinky life. And then you find out, you hang out with them for 2 or 3 days, you find out where that blinky blinky's coming from. The worst word you could ever say. Cursing is a lot deeper than just a little word that we make up. I mean, cursing is negative things that we speak out of our mouth, death and destruction. That's what God is talking about. Damn is a powerful word. Be careful. The other one is too. Did that help anybody this morning? Did that help anybody this morning? You say, you didn't have to go there, but I believe it helped somebody. Amen. Next time you burn your peas, you'll think, boy, I don't need that in my life. I'd rather have these burnt peas than what I'm creating. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2. Thou art snared with the words of your mouth. Anything that holds you captive or anything that you're caught in and can't get out of. Anything, somebody say, debt, huh? Anything happen as a result of somebody's big mouth. And that's how the devil gets over on us. He can't come and give you a debt. He can give you a thought. And then you'll start to talk about that thought. And all that thought will start to manifest. A lot of times when it comes, somebody say, certain things happen. There are generational curses. There are all kind of things. But all of those things start at a confession. Talking to somebody you don't have any business talking to. Adam and Eve. Eve was talking to the devil. Amen. And we all went down, didn't we? Somebody say, big mouth people will take you down real fast. Loose lips sink ships. Loose lips sink ships. It says, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of your mouth. You ever met Spider Woman? See, to me, Spider Woman doesn't look like the cartoon character, you know? Spider Woman's, and everybody's bound, you know? Spider Woman, Spider Man, amen. They can't get you. They'll have to paralyze you before they can eat you up. That's why the Bible says, be careful lest you devour one another. You know, we can eat each other. We talk about communion and the meal they're having is Sister So-and-So. Somebody say, what they do is they bind them with their words first. Amen. Somebody say, Spider-Man. And they bind people. People get caught and they're snared by all the webs that come out of their mouth. Some of our houses we go into it, bro, it's like a haunted house on Halloween. Somebody's spider webs all over the place. You go to the bathroom, stuck here, stuck there. What happened here? Somebody say, somebody run their mouth. Easy to get caught in stuff. I mean, some people you can't even drive with without getting caught in something that you wasn't supposed to be in. Somebody else's problem. Somebody else has a problem and you didn't even know their name. Amen? But by the time you got in that car, you're stuck to it. Amen? You heard it. Somebody say, Spider-Man. You'd be able to get along a lot faster. If things weren't so sticky and so tight, you'd be able to move a lot quicker if you just shut up sometime. Somebody say, shut up and just do it. It says in also in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 12, a naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. Somebody say, wicked people. That means crooked people. They walk with a mouth that's just all over the place. Did you know that? How many of you want to be righteous and straight? Somebody say, straight talk. That means you got a confession that lines up what God's heart is. How many have had to walk around some stuff? I've had to walk around stuff because of my big mouth so many times. Good Lord, can't go over there. I done ran my mouth there. Can't go over here again. Froward. But we can control our words and make life a whole lot better. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. They said the fear of the Lord is to do this, and then he just comes straight out. And the Lord says, and the forward mouth I hate. How'd you like somebody just walk up to you? I love all you people. How'd you like somebody walk up to you? I just hate your mouth. The forward mouth the Lord hates. Because his goal and his objective is to bless you. And it's hard for him to bless you, amen, when you're confessing things contrary. You make his job so hard with that froward mouth. God's trying to hook you up and bless you, you know, and he's right there in your midst, ready to give you your miracle. And you, gosh, I hate that froward mouth. The froward mouth does the Lord hate. How many want to please the Lord? Somebody say, watch your mouth. Now, in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11, it says, the mouth of the righteous is a well of life. There's life in my mouth. How many of you really want to live? This is life. Somebody say, this is life. Talk about it. And get around people that will talk it back to you. Talk about life. Talk about healing. Talk about health. Talk about good things. The Bible says the mouth of the righteous is a well of life. We sing, spring up a well, oh, you know, spring up a well within my soul. And let your living waters flow. Spring up a well within my soul. It's Belle's favorite song. And let your living waters flow. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Well, that well's probably springing, but do you have the dam closed? Somebody say big heads. Because the well on the inside of your spirit is flowing. But you got to let it flow out by having the right confession. By having the right communication. So, you know, you feel really good on the inside. I feel really spring up a well. And then you have to confess that overflowing. Well, how is God going to overflow in your life? By your words, by confession. So it says the mouth of the righteous is a well of life. How many know dead people around you? How many know some dead situations? Well, you have the living water. And people aren't going to be able to get the living water unless the righteous man opens his mouth. But they got it so dammed up. Sealed tight. How is the woodlands going to get the message of Jesus Christ, the message of life, if the righteous won't open his mouth? The mouth of the righteous is a well of life. That means when there's a dying situation about you, amen, when situations are dying in your company, when situations are in trouble in your family, when situations are messed up, guess what? God wants to get there. God wants to heal it. The life is on the inside of you, but he's not going to be able to get there until the righteous man opens his mouth and offers that life. Let me say, praise God. Let me say, I got exactly what you need. But you're not going to be able to have the right confession until after you work over that spirit. Make sure living water flows out, not spider webs. How many want to see a dying person and offer them a cup of spider webs? Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9. You know what I like about this? This is the beginning of a good thing. Because usually when God starts talking about your words, that means he's ready to do something in your life. Delivery truck. When God starts talking about, you know, confession, prayer, and different things, that means it's the delivery truck. Your confession is like UPS. It means God's got something in the realm of the spirit that he's trying to deliver to your natural realm. Amen? And he says, get your mouth together. Amen? You got a delivery coming. He starts to tell you how to bring about your miracle, how to bring about your manifestation. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9. It says, a hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor. That means that you can literally destroy people by running your mouth. But we don't want to do that. Amen? It says, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoices. And when the wicked perish, there is shouting. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. But it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. I tell you what, when Jesus is not exalted as head, and I don't believe Jesus exalted his head unless there's a Holy Ghost manifestation and demonstration. Because that's what he would do. The city is overthrown. The city is overthrown. So how do we put it back where it needs to be? By getting that righteous man and getting righteous saints to get out there and make the right confession. You got to out-talk the devil. How are we going to get out of this mess? Somebody say, out-talk him. And I tell you what, there's a lot of stuff out there. We all got some big mouths. We can all go. Anybody hung around our nation's church folk, boy, we can go. Amen. So I said, boy. Huh. Amen. But we can talk our way out of this. Amen. Find somebody and give them life. They went about everywhere preaching the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They talked their way out of it. You know, when they were preaching, they didn't go around talking. The Romans are chasing us. Here come the Pharisees. You know what that Pharisee said to me? That's not what they went out and preached. They didn't go out and preach that. They went out and preached life. They didn't confess their problems to people. They had a lot of problems back then. Did you hear they drug Mark? That's not how they spread the gospel. It's in the Bible, but that's not what they preach. Did you know they had a nerve to turn Paul upside down? Yes, they did. That's not going to spread the gospel. Amen. They went and confessed life. And we need to do the same thing. Somebody said, I'm going to talk it out. And it says in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14. Let's go there. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. Anybody need a good thing to happen? Anybody need a good thing to happen? I mean, you came to church because you needed something good to happen. That's why you're here. I know you love me, amen, but we need something good to happen. I mean, you were hoping either to get a smile or anything. You just wanted something good to happen. Right? You need something good to happen. We all need something good to happen. But the Bible says, a man shall be satisfied by good with the fruit of his mouth. A good thing will come to you, amen, by what you say out of your mouth. In that way, words are cheap. In that way, words are cheap. Words are cheap to get in your mouth, amen. But when they're spoken out of your mouth, they're not cheap anymore. It's easy. It doesn't cost you anything to have a good confession. In that sense, it's cheap. It doesn't cost you anything to say, Jesus, Lord, and I'll make it out all right, amen. That's cheap. I mean, people would think that they're charging you for words. Amen. All right, that's a confession. You can confess healing. That's $50. All right, anybody, before you can say healing out of your mouth, you have to pay up. Words are, you know, words are free. That's, God gave you life for free. Confession is a free gift to you. You need to learn the value of your confession. That's a gift. Don't you know that's a gift from God? Don't you know that mankind lost his confession when Adam, he no longer had authority on the earth? Jesus took the keys back, amen, and gave it to you know, gave it back to the church to get their confession back. This is a spiritual law that saints need to learn the value of their words and start to use it. I mean, it's like the Wizard of Oz. Dorothy was there in that little, in the land of Oz, wanted to go home to Kansas. Why? Nobody would know. Amen. I'd rather be where there were streets of gold. Somebody say amen. Amen. Dorothy needed what the Scarecrow needed, a brain. Amen. I mean, she was sitting there on streets of gold, and all along she said, I just want to go home. I just want to go home. And the witch would look at her and say, Annie M. Yeah, that was my favorite part in that movie. You know, whenever she was looking at it, she saw Annie M. And she went, Annie M. The witch said, Annie M. I love that part. But you know, they were right there. And she wanted all this stuff to happen. It's like many Christians today. We want all that. We want our deliverance. We want our $1 million. We want our house. We want our car. All those things. When are you going to do it? Amen. And then, you know, and all along, all she had to do was just click her heels. It's the same thing with saints today. All you got to do is click your teeth by running your mouth. Really? You don't need no munchkins to run in here and tell you. Amen. I mean, you're expecting, people expecting God to do the same thing. Ooh. You know how they had to be a big old thing. They wanted a big explosion and all the other thing. And all they had to do all along is click their heels. All you got to do all along right now is what? Open your mouth. Somebody say, my deliverance is only a word away. A man shall be satisfied by the good of his mouth, and the recompense of the man's house shall be rendered to him. I mean, I know some saints. These are things that we're going to lose if people don't teach them. These are biblical laws and scriptural laws, the law of life. I mean, you better thank God that we're learning these things. You better teach somebody else. I mean, you want something? Find a scripture for it and say it all the time. Talk yourself into it. Yes. Talk yourself into it. Somebody say amen. Devil hates a good confession too. The devil hates a good confession. I mean, it's like nails down a chalkboard. The devil hates a positive confession. But he loves it when we talk trash. I mean, it's like an opera to him. I mean, he puts on a coat and tails, amen, to hear some of our confession. You know, we wonder why the devil's always there. We're always singing. You're having the concert. Who's going to come? The angels in heaven? They say, why is the devil always on my back? He likes your music. God said, he inhabits the praises of his people. Somebody say, amen. The devil inhabits, amen, the snaps of whatever those ain'ts are. Amen. Somebody say, amen. He shows right up. Somebody say, ooh, they having church down there tonight. Look at them. They are telling each other off. My Lord. Wait a minute. Here go the peas. I know it's coming. They're going to do the peas thing. Wait till them peas start to burn. There go the peas. Watch it. Now they're going to go into exaltation. All right, there it is. The devil's right there. Somebody say, amen. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 2. A man shall eat the good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. He that keeps his what? Didn't say he that keeps his money. He that keeps his what? See, there are a lot of people trying to get life and trying to hold on to everything else. Stingy type. That's mine. The only thing you need to keep is your mouth. He that keeps his mouth keepeth life. How do you want to have a good life and keep it? Keep your mouth. But he that openeth wide his lips. So say, that's real easy. So we say, I'm going to buy myself some duct tape and get blessed this week. He that keeps his mouth keepeth his life, but he that opens wide his lips shall have destruction. Somebody say, shall have. look at somebody. And we got to get this in ourselves, nations. Listen. You keep your big mouth rolling. Destruction. Somebody say demolition. We should be demonstrationists, not demolitionists. Destruction comes when we just say whatever we want to say. When we say whatever we feel like saying, whatever we want to say, the devil does whatever he feels like doing, whenever he feels like doing it. Let's say that again. Whenever we say whatever we feel like saying, whenever we feel like saying it, the devil does whatever he feels like doing, whenever he feels like doing it. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 6. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth strokes. A fool's mouth is his what? What's his destruction? His next door neighbor? His wife? His best friend? His boss? I'm going to say that mouth. And you ever said, they're taking me down? Anybody ever said that? I can't get ahead. They're trying to take me down. That's not in the Bible. The Bible says a fool's mouth is his destruction. Don't get afraid of anybody else. Don't get caught up in that stress. They're talking about you. I better say something or they'll take me down. They're trying to destroy me. They're trying to take me down. I had to put somebody in check. I need to go back. People are not your destruction. Your wife's not your destruction when she doesn't wash the dishes or whatever she's supposed to do, or if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do. They're not your destruction. Your mouth is your destruction. If you just do this, we'd be getting along just fine and things were going great. Your mouth is your destruction. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 6. Suffer. If you have to suffer to do it, you have to be long-suffering in it. You have to be diligent in this. Be diligent in guarding your mouth. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. What does that mean? That means that your mouth can cause your flesh to sin. That means your mouth can cause you to sin. Guess what I've learned? Easy to sin. It's easy to sin. TV's helping you find a way to sin. Radio's helping you sin. Go to the mall. The clothing designers help you sin. Internet will help you sin if you want to. The devil will accommodate your sin. The devil will help you sin first class if you want to. Why give him any help? Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. That means be careful what you say out of your mouth. Because you get what you say. There are certain sins that it's even a shame to even speak about it. You shouldn't even talk about it. You don't even talk about it. People mess up and do different things. Well, speak restoration and speak healing. Don't talk about it. Because what you talk about, guess what's going to come back at you? And you can usually find the thing somebody's stumbling over, what they talk about the most. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. You find certain ministries that, and all they do is focus on sin, 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 sin. And the people can't get out because that's all people hear. And what they do what they hear. We believe in righteousness, holiness, and integrity. And how are you going to get righteousness, holiness, and integrity? Telling you about the mess? No. Telling you about the life. Follow God and do good. You won't sin. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Don't focus on sin. Let's not get off in that stuff. If you see somebody go down, you see somebody mess up, don't talk about the thing they're messing up with. Talk about restoration life and say, hey, that's their sister. I'm going to remember the good, but I'm going to believe God to get that thing restored in Jesus' name. I'm not going to talk about it. Amen. You can talk that somebody's out there in a wrongwood way, but you've got to learn how to talk about it because it'll spread. Amen. I'm believing God that he's going to restore that one to faith completely. I don't care how long they're out there, they're going to make it. Amen. We wonder why people don't get restored as quickly. Because we magnify problems. That's not saying brush stuff under a carpet. That's not what we're trying to say here. That's not what we're trying to teach here. We're trying to teach how to use words to our benefit to get people restored quickly. suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 23. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth. Do you know the Bible is a supernatural book? It's a living book. And there are so many little things in the Bible that you can practice, that you can become familiar with and practice and exercise in your life to help you out. You know, this is one of those things. It says, a man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. Brother Copeland and Sister Copeland, they say, just one word could change your life forever. And maybe this morning, you got situations facing you that might not cause you to have a lot of joy, that might not make you want to go skipping and dancing and shouting. And there's some stuff there that are heavy on your heart, and you just want to need something to lift your spirit up a little bit. And see, that's why the devil likes to pervert. He's a perverter of truth. And if you would really study, when calamity happens and tragedy happens, what is the first thing the devil attacks? Confession. Why? What is he trying to steal? Exactly. The thing that's supposed to bring you joy is your confession. What the enemy does, he jumps on your confession right at that time that you'd have no joy to overcome it. God wants to develop us to where when things happen to us that we don't understand, when things go wrong that we don't understand, that automatically we're programmed to turn on the confession of Christ that we might have joy. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth. There are many questions in life. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth. And God wants to give you joy over these things that you're dealing with in your life. Amen. There's an answer within your spirit for the things that you're dealing with in life. And it says, a word spoken in due season, how good it is. Why don't you stand up? How many of you going to watch your words this week? Say, if I'm going to get my miracle, I'm going to speak it. So we say, I have a good confession. Say, something good is happening to me right now. God is on my side. I am more than an overcomer. Great things are coming. Greater is he that is in me than is he that is in the world. Every day my strength is renewed. God cares about me. There's a miracle working on the inside of me. God is renewing my mind that I might be able to agree with him.